Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling the tough reality that many in the healing professions are often sacrificing their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actual steps to fill your cup, ensuring that you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Today's important question is, are you meditating wrong? In this episode, we're going to explore how to meditate correctly and the strategies to help you get what you need from meditation. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest you joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. So back to that question, are you meditating wrong? Are you meditating right? The simple answer is, you will know if it's working for you. Do you know why you're meditating? Do you know what the result you are looking for is during meditation? Are you meditating because someone told you to do it? And maybe they're a guru, maybe there's someone you follow. Maybe you've just heard that meditation is good for you, so you're going to do it. And maybe not. Maybe you know why you're doing it and you are looking to do it for one of these reasons. The benefits of stress reduction and all the effects that has on us, on our body physiologically, reducing heart rate, reducing blood pressure, all the things you associate with reduced stress. Maybe that's for anxiety reduction. Maybe that's for emotional or mental processing. Maybe you do it for a connection to source, a connection to the collective, a connection to your intuition. Or maybe you're doing it to improve your sleep, improve your attention span, reduce your pain, or for grounding. So how do you do this right? Well, it's really a simple, answer. It's really whatever works for you is right. And so to know what's right for you, I would ask you to explore that question of what is your intention? Why are you meditating? And then connect to the why. And it's as if you're being in the result that you want, not the problem you are currently in. So again, what is your intention? Are you doing it because someone said so? Then I would encourage you to figure out why for yourself that you're called to meditating. And you can look at some of those reasons above. If that was something you were in debate about, you can go back to the things I mentioned and see if one of those things feels like the reason you would want to be meditating. So I meditate for many reasons at many different times. Sometimes I'm meditating to connect to source, connect to my intuition, connect to the collective energy. Sometimes I'm meditating in the middle of the night to help ease my busy mind and go back to sleep. Sometimes I'm meditating in between clients to bring myself back into alignment, bring my nervous system back online. And sometimes I meditate to find answers. I'll ask a question and I'll come into that and, I'm looking for an answer. One of the most important things I think about meditating is to be able to switch into that parasympathetic nervous system. Calm your body, bring yourself back into your body and not be in that fight or flight. We spend a lot of our time in flight or fight these days. And unless you're intentionally flipping the switch, you're probably spending more time there than you want to. And that's one of the most important reasons I think people can meditate is just to switch into that rest and restore, digest, detox, instead of just thinking about all the chemicals and neurotransmitters that are being released in your body when you're in fight or flight, like you're running from the tiger or you're wanting to fight the tiger. And no other of those processes are happening. We're not restoring our body. We're not nourishing our body. We're not detoxing our body when we're in flight or fight. So that's, you know, an important reason to flip that switch into the parasympathetic. In order to do that, you'll need to feel safe. And so being in a place that you're safe, being in a mindset that you're safe, or educating yourself as you are in the meditation that you are safe. Being safe, feeling safe is one of the best things we can do, again, for our nervous system and to bring nervous system regulation to our body. One of the primary ways to do that is really through breathing. There is a center on the back of our throat that when we breathe in our nose and out through our mouth, we're able to hit that reflex and initiate the reduction in heart rate and just flip that switch over to the parasympathetic nervous system. So into that restore, to that relax versus being in the flight or fight. And there's many different kinds of breathing techniques that you can use in meditation or different parts of your life if you want more energy, less energy, or if you want to calm yourself. However, if you're just beginning, one of the easiest things is just be in the space you're in and to really just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So another thing that to be, one thing I hear from my clients often is this, my brain's too busy to meditate. I can't meditate. I have all these thoughts going through. Well, a lot of times they're going into it with the idea that their brain needs to be blank. And that really is a disservice to meditation because most of the time that isn't the actual intention of meditation, to have a blank, completely blank brain, right? Sometimes it is, but many times that gets people in this place of resistance, and what we resist persists. So if we are resisting the idea of having thoughts, we're going to have more thoughts. And then if we think we have to have a blank brain to meditate, then you're going to think you're not doing it right, which is not the truth of it. And so there's two techniques I primarily have people use that have super busy brains. And especially as you begin, there's a few other strategies I'm going to list that are also going to help the busy brain. But these two are techniques that you can do right when you start meditating. And that is a brain dump before. So just get your journal, get a scratch piece of paper, anything, and just write down all your thoughts. You may even take a few breaths, dropping into that sort of meditative state and just journaling all the things that are on your mind. Get them out on the paper. And if you need to, during meditation, just stop and do another brain dump, then that's fine too. You just really, it's for you. It's what's going to serve you. It's what works best for you. And you can just re-engage after you get those thoughts out of your head. The other technique I recommend to my clients is what I call the lasso technique. So you just get your cowboy lasso rope and you just round up all of those thoughts that are running through your head. All the reminders, you know, pick Susie up from gymnastics. Don't forget to call the insurance company. Oh, you needed to reschedule that client. And you just rope those up in the lasso and you make an intention to set them aside. You also make the intention that you will bring those back into your awareness as needed. So after the meditation or at a different time later in the day, that those thoughts will come back to you. This gives the brain something to do. And it also distracts it because it knows it can just come back to those later. You've set the intention. It's going to come back. And if they need to be thought about later, they will pop up for you. Another technique that works for those busy brains is really music. And you can either have music that is soft and calm and relaxing and puts you into that state again that we're talking about, that rest, the restore, the calm, that really that parasympathetic state. Or for people with busy minds, sometimes you need to listen to music that actually has a little bit of chaos in it. And it might seem very spa-like, but there might be something slightly offbeat, or there may be a violin track dubbed over it or something that just keeps that brain that likes to be busy actually busy, so that you can drop into your body, drop into that meditative state, drop into that bigger consciousness that's you, that's source energy, whatever your intention is, you're able to drop into that if that busy squirrel part of your brain can be busy. Another thing that works well for people that are having a hard time dropping into meditation is guided meditation. And guided meditation can show up in many different ways. You can have a journey. So it'll walk you through a journey. And then again, we're putting part of your brain has a job while you can drop into the other parts of the intention of your meditation. There are meditations that are directly targeting the body. So like progressive muscle relaxation, you'll start with an area of your body, you'll contract and relax. And this will allow you to, again, be in your body, really bring you in, but also give your brain just a little bit of something to do. Many of these techniques that I just brought into your awareness, they can be used at the beginning of meditation. And then you can move into more deeper state where you're less conscious and you're less in the place where you would be busy anyways. So kind of a nice way to ease into that. And another way of meditation that I think a lot of people don't think about is actually a movement practice. So walking in a familiar space on a familiar path, perhaps a labyrinth or something like that, will allow you to move at the same time. So again, distracts the brain a little bit and you can just get into a flow of meditation. And this is another good time. You can ask a question, you can connect to source, you can connect to other people, connect deep into yourself while walking. Walking is a really good way to bring the nervous system into regulation. We use both sides of our brain and upper and lower extremity. So it really helps calm our nervous system. Another movement type meditation would be like a yoga flow. Again, just movements that are flowing. Maybe it's guided. Maybe you have a practice that you use and you're able to allow your body in this state to be a little bit busy while that part of you is calm and focused on that. And this can be the same with dance. So dance can really bring you into a place of that flow and that meditation in a way that is different than just laying on your back or sitting in a cross-legged position. But it, for some people, it works better than being stationary. So also just keep in mind and giving yourself permission to explore, be curious, look at the ways that work for you. Another great use of meditation that I use myself and I use for my clients is really during sleep or when you're having difficulty sleeping. So I mentioned a little bit earlier about what resist persists. So if we awaken in the middle of the night and all we can think about is wanting to go back to sleep, not able to go back to sleep and resisting the idea that you're awake, then you will have a harder time falling back to sleep. So meditation is great to come back in. Bring your nervous system back into that regulated state, flipping that switch with your breath work into the parasympathetic, that rest, restore, and also the benefit of meditation. So 10 minutes of meditation is about 45 minutes of sleep. So that's 20 minutes of meditation would be an hour and a half of sleep. And in essence, if you go into meditation, you've given yourself permission to be awake for this time. I'm awake now. I'm just going to meditate. It's fine. I'll fall back asleep eventually, or I'll just meditate because I'll get the same benefits in my body as I would sleep. So back to the question, are you meditating wrong? Well, I hope during this episode, you've really seen there's no way to do it right. There's no way to do it wrong. It really is what works for you. It's really setting that intention. Like, I'm going to meditate to relax. I'm going to meditate to find the answers to questions. I'm going to meditate to connect with source. I'm going to meditate to bring my blood pressure down. So really is the intention that you are setting and what actually works for your body in that particular time. So really giving yourself permission may be the key here, the permission to explore, the permission to try new things, try new breath work, try new ways of meditating until something drops in for you that feels in alignment with your intention of the meditation, but also with what actually produces the result that you are looking for. And as we discussed today, you know, again, the key there is the permission piece, like giving yourself permission to do it your way, not because someone told you to do it, not because you think this is the way it should be done, but exploring all the ways that work for you. And the most important part is to be able to flip that switch into that parasympathetic. So just get out of that space of fight or flight and drop into your body. And then you'll be able to really drop into that consciousness and that meditative state, setting your intention, what you're trying to get out of it, and really exploring the result you want, not the problem that you're in. And there is a guided meditation in the school group that the notes have the link to. And in there, I call it Infinity Breath. And with the Infinity Breath, it is a guided meditation that connects you to source and it connects you to your roots into the earth. So it grounds you and opened up that connection for intuition while feeling supported and safe. So go ahead and check that out. Again, the link will be in the show notes for the school community, for which there's many free resources, but for this in particular, you can find the one that is labeled Infinity Breath, and it will be a good way for you to practice a different style of meditation, perhaps. For all my listeners, I'm sending you much love, and until next week, have an amazing life. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.